Well, welcome to Lots of Love Ministries, December 21st, 2025. And we are so glad you have chosen to join us today. I am excited about the message I'm about to share and pray you are blessed by it. Tonight, all 8 candles will be lit on the Hanukkah menorah, filling our home with light, a perfect picture of the greatest miracle. Yahweh sending his promised Redeemer. But before we dive into the message, let's open in prayer. Our Father and our King, we thank you for this season of Hanukkah. As we gather in your presence today, let the light of your truth fill our hearts anew. Open our ears to hear and our eyes to see the wonders you have done and are still doing through Yeshua, our promised Redeemer. May your Ruach HaKodesh guide our steps as we remember your faithfulness and receive fresh hope for the coming year. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. Well, some people ask, if we don't celebrate Christmas, do we believe in the miraculous birth? While we don't celebrate Christmas, we do believe in the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior. We honor the birth of Messiah, not as a tradition borrowed from the world, but as a fulfillment of Yahweh's promises, written throughout the Torah and prophets, and realized in the person of Yeshua. Let's hear that story again, straight from Luke 2. I'm going to be reading from the Tree of Life version. Yeshua's birth was in Bethlehem, and it goes like this. Now it happened in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus to register all the world's inhabitants. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone was traveling to be registered in his own city. Now Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the town of Nazareth, to Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and family of David. He went to register with Miriam, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. But while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and set him down in a manger, since there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in the same region, living out in the fields and guarding their flock at night. Suddenly, an angel of Adonai stood before them, and the glory of Adonai shone all around them, and they were absolutely terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim good news to you, which will be a great joy to all the people. A Savior is born to you today in the city of David, who is Messiah, the Lord. And the sign to you is this. You will find an infant wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly a multitude of heavenly armies appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, shalom to men of goodwill." And when the angels departed from them into the heavens, the shepherds were saying to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which Adonai has made known to us." So they hurried off and found Miriam and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the word that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all those who heard were amazed at the things the shepherds told them. But Miriam treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. When 8 days had passed for his Brit Milah, he was named Yeshua, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of their purification were fulfilled, according to the Torah of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present to Adonai. As it is written in the Torah of Adonai, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to Adonai. So they offered a sacrifice according to what was said in the Torah of Adonai, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and pious, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Ruach HaKodesh was on him, and it had been revealed to him by the Ruach HaKodesh that he would not die before he had seen the Anointed One of Adonai. So in the Ruach, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Yeshua to do for him according to the custom of the Torah, Simeon received him into his arms and offered a bracha to God, saying, "Now may you let your servant go in peace, O sovereign master, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." And his father and mother were marveling at the things that were said about him. And Simeon offered a bracha over them and said to Miriam, his mother, "Behold, this one is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that is opposed, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be uncovered. And even for you, a sword will pierce through your soul." Now Anna, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, was a prophetess. She was well advanced in age, having lived with the husband only 7 years and then as a widow until age 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming up at that very instant, she began praising God and speaking about the child to all those waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Miriam had completed everything according to the Torah of Adonai, they returned to the Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. The child kept growing and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Wow. Wow. What a story. What a moment in history for them to be a part of. The story begins in humble, ordinary circumstances, a Roman census, a faraway journey, and no room at the inn. Yet in those moments, a light unlike any other entered the world. The very one the prophets promised, born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, wrapped in strips of cloth. Promise and prophecy collide in Bethlehem. But why Bethlehem? Why Miriam, a young maiden? Why a birth so humble? Yahweh's hand was guiding each detail, as spoken by the prophets. Micah 5:2 prophesies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, least among the clans of Judah, from you will come out to me one to be ruler in Israel, one whose going forth are from old, from days of eternity." Yeshua's birthday wasn't an accident. It was divinely appointed, fulfilling Micah's words written centuries before. Isaiah 7:14 speaks of the virgin birth. "Therefore, Yahweh himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive. When she is giving birth to a son, she will call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, God with us. Yeshua didn't just come close. He took on flesh and became one of us. Jeremiah 23:5-6 tells us that he will be from the line of David. "Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Yahweh, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. He will reign as king wisely, and this is his name by which he will be called, Yahweh, our righteousness." Joseph and Miriam returned to Bethlehem because Joseph was from the house and family of David. Messiah must come from David's line, and Yeshua did. These fulfilled prophecies aren't random. They're fingerprints of the living Yahweh confirming, "This is my anointed one." Yeshua's arrival was announced, not in a palace, but among humble shepherds. He was wrapped in strips of cloth, laid in a manger, because even the simplest and overlooked are beloved by Yahweh. Angel's declaration is still stunning. I proclaim good news to you, which will be great joy to all people. A Savior is born to you today in the city of David, who is Messiah the Lord. Through Yeshua, Yahweh tears down every barrier, age, class, background, reputation, just as Hanukkah tells us of a light that defied darkness against all odds. Yeshua is the light who radiates hope, even in the bleakest circumstances. Simeon's prophecy says it best, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, a light for revelation to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." So why do we remember this during Hanukkah? Because Hanukkah is about Yahweh's faithfulness in the face of overwhelming odds. When one day's oil remained for 8 days, Yahweh provided lasting light. And when hope was nearly gone in Israel, when oppression, silence, and despair seemed to win, Yahweh's promise broke through in Yeshua. Yeshua's birth, announced in the darkness, was the light that would never be extinguished, the fulfillment of every promise Yahweh had spoken. He was and is the shining hope, not just in history, but in our lives right now. Yeshua's birth was both miraculous and gentle. Angel called him a Savior, Messiah the Lord. The shepherds were the first to hear and see as the glory of Yahweh shone all around them in the darkness of night, showing that this child was for everyone, not just the famous or important. When Simeon held the infant Yeshua and spoke by the Ruach HaKodesh, he called him a light for revelation to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Yeshua is the light not only for Israel, but for all peoples, shining hope, truth, and redemption into every darkness. Hanukkah celebrates how Yahweh keeps his promises and brings light into impossible places. The miraculous oil lasted beyond natural explanation. So too, the miracle of the virgin birth brings lasting light and hope to the whole world. Yeshua is the light that will never be put out, no matter the darkness around us or within us. His light is always greater, always present, always able to lead us from night into day. Through him, we learn that Yahweh cares about every part of our story, and that even in our weakness or humble circumstances, he can bring about his greatest wonders. Yeshua's birth is the reminder of the heart of Hanukkah. No darkness can overcome the light Yahweh provides. You may have noticed the use of the name Miriam for Yeshua's mother. Was that her real name? Why then do we call her Mary? That's a great question. The short answer is, yes, Miriam was her real name. Miriam is the original Hebrew name of Yeshua's mother. It was a very common Jewish name at the time, shared with Miriam, the sister of Moses and Aaron in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. In the first century, Jews in Israel spoke Aramaic and Hebrew, and Miriam was the spelling and pronunciation. So how do we get Mary? Well, the Greek New Testament transliterated her name as Miriam and sometimes Maria. When the New Testament was later translated into Latin, the name became Maria. As the Bible spread into Western Europe and English developed its modern form, Maria shifted to Mary in English translations. So Mary is just the anglicized form of Miriam, passed down through a chain of translations from Hebrew to Greek to Latin to English. Using Miriam honors her Jewish heritage and restores the context and culture of her family and the events of Yeshua's birth. It also helps emphasize the Hebrew roots of our faith, showing that Yeshua and his family were Jewish. and lived in the land of Israel. So to summarize this, once again, her original real Hebrew name was Miriam. But we use Mary oftentimes because it's the English version by way of Greek and Latin translations. Restoring her name as Miriam helps us read these stories closer to how they sounded in her own time and community. So as we wrap up Hanukkah tonight and enter to the Christmas week, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, there are some things we should all ask ourselves. But here's a few questions to reflect upon. Where might I have overlooked the light of Yeshua because the circumstances seemed too humble or ordinary? Which prophecies about Messiah speak to my heart tonight? How does knowing Yeshua fulfilled them strengthen my faith? Where is darkness pressing in on my life? How can I invite the unquenchable light of Yeshua to shine in those places? Take time this week to ponder these questions. The same Yahweh who kept every promise to Israel is with you and will never leave or forsake you. All of his promises are yes and amen to his children, and to if you are his child, the child of the Most High, that's you. But some here today may know about Messiah, but do you really know him? Do you trust in him as the one sent by Yahweh to bring redemption, not just for Israel, but for you? Is he your Lord and Savior? Do you have a personal relationship with Yeshua? If not, I invite you to read Acts chapter 2. Peter shared the gospel with the people. And when the crowds asked Peter how to respond, he declared, "Repent and let each of you be immersed in the name of Messiah Yeshua for the removal of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh." That's Acts 2:38. And once again, I read that from the Tree of Life version. Today, if you want to receive the light that cannot be put out, turn to Yahweh. Acknowledge your need for his Messiah. Ask for forgiveness. Believe in the name of Yeshua. Be immersed and receive his Holy Spirit. It's as simple and as life-changing as that. Repent, be baptized, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you need help and are in Bay County, Florida, or the surrounding area, we would love to baptize you. If you are not close to us, I recommend you find an apostolic church in your area to baptize you in the name of Yeshua or Jesus. If you need help finding one, please email me at lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. And now let's close in prayer. Baba, thank you for the miracle of Hanukkah, the miracle of light that never fails. Thank you for sending your Messiah. Yeshua, thank you for coming to fulfill every promise and to shine into every darkness. May your light shine ever brighter within us and through us. Strengthen our faith, fill every heart with hope, and make us bearers of your light to our families, to our neighbors, and to the world. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, the light of the world, I pray. Amen. Well, I pray you were blessed by today's message. Please let us know if this message led you to accept Yeshua as your Lord and Savior. Once again, my email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Please, we want to know if this how this blessed you. Send us an email. Contact us, especially if you want to be baptized. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for joining us today. Now, as you go into this week, be safe. Shine the light of Yeshua into the lives of those in your spheres of influence. And I bless you with shalom in your home.